Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. I am your host, Kylie Gable, and today we have a new one from Pamela Harlow. And good news for those of you on the free podcast plan. This is the first part of a four-part series, and actually I've only read the first book so far. I've been told the second book will be getting to me tomorrow. The series is called Beautifying the Boss, and it's about a bunch of women in a company who are just really fed up with their supervisor and go about doing what my dominant women in feminization stories usually do. Pamela wrote a great book, as she usually does. I just love that I have helped her kind of break into this because she really is good at it. I've talked before that Slow Burn series is one of my favorite series I've ever read. But with the series, I like to put the entire audio out because for the first one, because if I'm going to be playing parts of all the audios, I don't want people going, what the heck's happening? So the first book. So for you on the free and on the premium, this one's going to be the complete first story from Beautifying the Boss by Pamela Harlow.
Beautifying the Boss, Part 1, by Pamela Harlow and Kylie Gable. 1. It was 4:45 p.m. Lily sat back in her office chair and opened the small drawer at the top of her desk. She pulled out a discreet nail file and smiled as she shaped her nails. She turned to her left, where her best work friend, Jess, sat. "Not long now," she said, smiling. Jess didn't need an excuse to turn away from her screen. "I know, right?" she said. "Wait, do you mean until the end of the day or until our away days?" As she said the word away days, her voice almost broke into song. Adding to the music, she tapped the desk in front of her before letting out a little squeal. "Oh, I can't wait." "I know," said Lily, laughing at her co-worker's excitement. "Hot tub, Prosecco, treats, face masks, all the good stuff. And all on the company, naturally." Both girls laughed at Lily's pun. Natural E was the name of their cosmetology business. Most of the workers there were female, and a lot of them were headed on the retreat the following day. It was for a combination of marketing and team building. Those who weren't going were filled with envy, but Lily knew they'd been offered some other kind of incentive. Last time, when she didn't attend, she'd gotten a load of free products and shorter days in the office for a week. "It's such a shame. You know who is coming though, isn't it?" Jess whispered, pulling her own nail file from the desk and following Lily's lead. "Oh God, tell me about it," said Lily. "Let's just hope he keeps himself to himself. He can just stay in his room, wanking or something." Both girls laughed loudly before quickly stifling themselves as their boss strode behind them. "Not long now, girls," his voice boomed. Lily and Jess laughed nervously and politely. "You got your bikinis ready?" he snorted. "Have you got your trunks ready?" Jess asked, with wide, beady eyes. She had a way of appearing innocent even when she was anything but. She stared at her boss like a student at a teacher, causing him to snort again. "Trunks?" he said. "Why can't you wait to see me in them?" Jess feigned shock, causing Lily to really struggle to suppress her laughter. Their boss, Dennis, didn't notice. He cleared his throat loudly and puffed his chest out. "Bright and early tomorrow, girls," he said. "It's a bit of a road trip." "I know," said Jess. "I'm looking forward to the drive." Dennis snorted yet again. "Looking forward to the drive?" he mocked. "I'll make sure I'm not on the road at the same time as you then." Lily rolled her eyes. "Wrap it up then, ladies," he said. "It's almost 5 o'clock. I want to get out of here." Lily was already hovering over the log out button. Her and Jess were off their computers in less than 30 seconds and straight out the door. "Such a shame he's coming," Jess said again. Still, We'll have a great time, won't we? Of course we will, said Lily, hugging her friend to say goodbye. See you bright and early. You will, confirmed Jess. I'll be at yours a bit before 7. Be ready. I will, laughed Lily, walking in the opposite direction to her friend. See you then. 2. The following morning, Lily awoke with overnight curlers in her fair hair. She smiled as she took them out and watched the ringlets fall in her reflection. Having set out her underwear and a summery pink dress to wear the previous night, she got ready with ease, whistling as she prepared for the weekend's relaxation. At 6:30, she settled down at her kitchen table with a bowl of fruit and a fresh coffee. She turned on the TV and hurriedly switched channels when the news came on. She didn't want any of that real-life stuff. Not today. She settled for a repeat of an old American comedy and laughed aloud at the jokes she'd heard many times before. When the doorbell rang 20 minutes later, Lily sprang from her seat. She hurried towards the door and screamed when she opened it. Oh my God! Jess echoed her scream. Ah, I can't believe it, she shouted. Oh my God! The girls held their matching ringlets out in front of them. We look like twins, said Jess, who wore a light, summery pair of trousers and sandals with a strapless top. We literally do, Lily agreed. Did you use overnight curlers too? No, said Jess. I did it this morning. Maybe I received some kind of psychic message from you. Both girls laughed some more, in top spirits, before Lily grabbed her bag and checked, for the third time, that she'd turned off and unplugged all her electricals. Okay, said Lily. Do you want a drink or anything? The toilet? Before we go? Jess shook her head. We can stop at services if we need to, she said. Let's just get on the road. Jess drove quickly but carefully to the countryside address she'd put into her sat-nav. Neither of the girls had been to this area before, but they'd heard good things about the particular retreat they were going to. It had multiple spas, the main one with all the treatments, and then a hot tub and other pampering features in the cabin that they and their co-workers would stay in. I'm not looking forward to being in the hot tub with Dennis, to be honest, Jess suddenly announced. You know he's going to have a good perv at us in our bikinis. Lily groaned. I don't know why he's coming, she said. Actually, I do know why he's coming. You've just put your finger on it. He's literally joining us so he can have a good look. I just hope nobody gets drunk and gets off with him, Jess said, causing Lily to burst into laughter again. Oh my God, who do you think that would be? Jess sucked her lips as she thought about it. Well, she said, there are actually only us two, Vicky, Joe and Pippa, aren't there? I think so. Well, then it would be Pippa, wouldn't it? Vicky and Joe will be occupied with each other, but Pippa might feel a bit left out. We need to make sure that doesn't happen. I bet dickhead Dennis brought an odd number of girls on purpose. The creep. No, no way. We can't let that happen to Pip. We'll have to make sure she doesn't drink too much and not leave her alone with him. Agreed. Lily nodded her head. And don't you go getting off with him. The girls laughed again. They turned up the music, listening to their favourite hits from the 2010s. I love this one, Lily shouted. It was Dizzy Rascal's Bonkers. Singing along loudly, they entered the village where the retreat was. We're almost there, Jess said, nodding at the sat-nav and turning down the music. When they arrived, just minutes later, there was just one car already there, with personalised number plate DE771SS. Nobody would have trouble guessing who that belonged to. 3. After greeting Lily and Jess, wearing just a white dressing gown, Dennis led them to the large cabin. The main building is just over there, he gestured vaguely. Where you can get your treatments and that, I don't know, bikini waxes or whatever you need, he leered. The girls looked at each other. You two are sharing a room, aren't you? He said, before faux coughing the words, listen up. Here you are. He led them into a large, luxurious bedroom, with a double bed in the middle. You said we'd have twin rooms, Lily said. Did I? Dennis lied. I don't remember. This not good enough for you, princess? Lily sighed. It's fine. It's lovely, Jess said quickly, not wanting an argument with their boss this early in the morning or ever. Thank you. Thank you, Lily said, forcing a smile at her boss. I'll leave you here to do what you need to do, he said. I'll be in the hot tub. You know, a man knows how to really appreciate a hot tub. People think they're girly, but you women get too distracted with stuff like chatting to each other about makeup and your fannies. Lily laughed in disbelief. Men, Dennis continued, know how to properly let go. It's almost spiritual, you know, like a form of meditation. I can do that really well, and I'm going to do it now. If I don't respond to you when you come out, it's because I'm deep in meditation. He left the room with a grandiose walk and shut the door loudly behind him. What a pretentious arsehole, Jess said. He's unbelievable, agreed Lily. Fucking meditation, as if. Jess shook her head. He needs teaching a lesson, she said. Lily nodded. She wholeheartedly agreed, but she didn't know what kind of a lesson they could give him. He was, after all, their boss. Without him, they'd be out of their jobs. And the job certainly had its benefits, as well as trips like this, where they got massages and facials and they could relax with bubbly and jacuzzis. It was well paid and stable. They knew that really they had to suck it up. But there was something bubbling in them, something that would become more explosive when mixed with the hot tub and champagne. These girls were born to be powerful, and with a boss who tried to suppress that, it was only a matter of time before something burst. 4. Minutes after Dennis's pompous exit from Jess and Lily's room, Pippa, Joe and Vicky arrived. Jess and Lily ran to greet them, hugging them all warmly and rushing to the kitchen together to get that first bottle of champagne from the fridge. It's proper champagne, Jess exclaimed, prompting whoops from all the girls. One bottle only filled 4 of the large champagne flutes, so she opened a second right away to pour the 5th glass. Where's Dennis? Pippa asked. Wanking, quipped Jess. All 5 girls giggled before hushing themselves when he entered the room, this time wet from the hot tub with just a towel around his waist. The 5 co-workers tried not to look at his well-toned, hairless chest that he'd clearly had waxed. He was an arsehole, but it had to be said that he looked after himself. His legs looked smooth too, to the girls' surprise. Their eyes darted over him as quickly as possible, just long enough to take it all in, before everyone looked anywhere they could except at the body he clearly wanted to show off. Hello, ladies, he said, smiling broadly at Pippa, Vicky and Joe. He looked all 3 of them up and down without even trying to disguise it. He said, what a treat. You can look at me too, you know, girls. I know that you're just as horny as men. Jess pretended to vomit in her mouth. Lily nudged her warningly. She knew Dennis didn't take kindly to any form of criticism. Vicky and Joe laughed politely, their smiles as hollow as the empty bottle of champagne beside them. I see you're enjoying yourselves already, said Dennis, walking to the kitchen and grabbing himself a glass. Here, let's have a toast to a sexy retreat. 1 man, 5 girls. Oh, yeah. The women laughed awkwardly. Joe flashed her engagement ring to the other girls' envy, whilst holding her glass up high. To a relaxing retreat, she said, staring straight into Dennis's leering eyes. How's your girlfriend, Dennis? How does she feel about you being here this weekend? You're saying she's got something to worry about, are you, Joe? Dennis said, stroking his bare chest. Does your fiancé have something to worry about, does he? He laughed. Joe ignored the question, as he had done hers. Where are our rooms, anyway? Well, if you'd give me a chance, Dennis said. Bloody women. Always yap, yap, yapping. Follow me. Actually, no. You can walk in front. Joe, Vicky and Pippa all walked further into the cabin, whilst Dennis made a show of checking them out from behind. He's such a fucking knob, whispered Lily, pouring herself another glass of champagne. Come on, said Jess. Hot tub's free. Are you wearing your bikini already? Lily wasn't, but her underwear would do, she thought. She pulled off her dress and Jess did the same. Excitedly, they walked out the back of the cabin for the first time. It was beautiful. There were exotic-looking plants they hadn't seen before, an enormous hot tub, a picnic table beside it with a heater and a parasol. They stepped into the warm, bubbly water and turned on the jets, resting their drinks just beside the tub. This is the life, Jess said, leaning back into the water and closing her eyes as she felt the sun's rays on her. Bliss, Lily agreed. They sat together in relative silence, listening to the sounds of the bubbles alone in the peaceful environment. The bubbles were loud enough that they didn't hear Dennis's footsteps behind them. It was his loud groan that made them turn their heads to see him in a tight pair of Speedos stretching behind them. Room for another, he said, forcing his way into the tub between Lily and Jess. Lovely, isn't it? He said, needlessly loudly. Ah, yes, this is the life. Lily and Jess tensed up. Joe, Vicky and Pippa were just minutes behind Dennis, walking to the hot tub together in their bikinis and stepping in. They sat on the other side. An awkward silence ensued as the women felt uncomfortable talking in Dennis's presence. Dennis seized the opportunity to dominate the conversation. You are lucky ladies, he told them. Not many women working for cosmetology companies get this sort of treatment. I tell you, you are having a real treat. He went on like that for several minutes while the girls politely agreed whilst becoming internally more and more annoyed. Suddenly, when his monologue was complete, Dennis stood up and climbed out the hot tub. See you later, he said. I'm going for a proper drink. A man's drink. The girls watched with relief as he walked away, back into the cabin, and they let out a collective sigh. If only we had a female boss, Pippa said. That would be so much better, Vicky agreed. No more toxic masculinity, for Christ's sake. We should make it happen, said Jess. The other girls weren't sure how to respond to that. What do you mean, said Joe. How? Jess smirked. I have a few ideas, she said, looking sideways at Lily, who was just as baffled as the others. In fact, Jess continued, this retreat might actually be the perfect opportunity to start putting some of them into action.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Candy Apple Press writer and occasional narrator, Victoria Vaughn. Our last ad for the premium podcast was a bit hard sell because we were very worried that Spotify could be pulling the plug on the free podcast very soon. A few months later, and it doesn't seem nearly as imminent a threat. So why should you subscribe to the premium podcast? First, we have about 55 hours of audios all available for the monthly price of $15. If you only heard the free versions, you're missing a bunch of short audios and some of the best parts of audios you have heard. Of course, there's new audios added every week. Even better, the subscription appears as payment to Spotify, so nobody has to know what it's for. If you can't afford it right now, we hope you'll continue to enjoy the free version. But if you do have the means, we don't think you'll be disappointed.
There's a link in the description to sign up for the premium, or just Google Premium Feminization Boudoir Podcast.
5. Lily, Pippa, Joe and Vicky were mesmerised by Jess's ideas. As she detailed her fantasies about tricking Dennis, making him wear feminine products, getting his nails done, feminising him sneakily and steadily, they shook their heads in a way that meant, this is unbelievable, but yes, 100% yes. The five co-workers talked in hushed tones through lunch, which they shared together in the resort's posh restaurant. They then spent the afternoon receiving treatments in the large spa. When they returned to the cabin in the evening, greeted by a drunk Dennis, they knew the time to act was now. "Hey, Dennis," Pippa said, faux flirtatiously. "You look relaxed. Have you had a relaxing afternoon?" Dennis smiled sleepily. "It's been absolutely top-notch," he said, too loudly. "Honestly, I sometimes think I work so hard and I wonder what it's all for. Then I come away with five gorgeous girls in a luxury cabin like this and I remember what it's all about." "I know," said Pippa. "You do work so hard, Dennis. You've been using our products, haven't you?" Dennis sat up and frowned deeply. "What?" "You know, you've been using our creams, balms. Obviously, not the makeup, but you do use our moisturiser and stuff, don't you? It's important to keep your skin in good condition. It keeps you looking young. Men who don't moisturise age so much faster, don't they, girls?" Dennis stroked his face. "I don't need to moisturise," he said. "Besides, the stuff we sell's for women. It's a women's beauty brand. Men don't use it. Men have better things to spend their money on." "But you wouldn't be spending your money on it," Pippa said, reaching out to touch Dennis's face. "Oh my God," she exclaimed, "you are dry. Girls, who has moisturiser?" "I do," said Vicky, opening her handbag and producing one immediately. "I thought he was looking a bit dry. Dennis, it's important to look after yourself. Who's going to take the CEO of a cosmetology company seriously who doesn't look as though he uses the products himself?" "Well," said Dennis, "I guess you have a bit of a point." "A bit," said Vicky. "A bit." "She has a huge point," said Joe. "Unlike some people," muttered Jess, to everyone's amusement except Dennis, who pretended not to hear. Vicky opened the moisturiser, which all the girls knew was heavily scented. She put the tip of her finger in, then knelt on the floor before Dennis and rubbed it into his face. She touched his hands and gasped. "So dry," she mouthed at Pippa, who still sat beside Dennis. She rubbed moisturiser into one hand whilst Pippa did the same and then winced as she scrutinised Dennis's lips. "Girls," she said, "lip balm. I need a lip balm. Dennis's lips are even drier than his skin." "I'm not wearing fucking lipstick," Dennis said, shaking himself and starting to stand. Pippa held his arm firmly, preventing him from walking away. "It's not lipstick, silly," she said, smiling suggestively to help keep him in place. "It's balm. You must have used balm before. What about in the winter? You must have put something on your lips."
"No, never," Dennis replied proudly.
"Well, that explains why they're so dry then," Lily contributed. "I can see from here. It doesn't make you look very kissable, Dennis."
"So you're thinking about kissing me, are you?" Dennis smirked.
"Not with lips like that." Lily shook her head. "I have a balm. Hold on. This one is really strong. It'll sort you right out. And yes, it's one of our products." The other girls smirked discreetly as they knew which lip balm Lily was talking about. They didn't know the shade, but they did know that they sold plenty of balm gloss hybrids that were heavily tinted and did double up as a really nice lip gloss. Lily suppressed a giggle as she used a small pad to apply the tinted balm in a deep red shade to Dennis's lips.
"Much better," Pippa exclaimed. "So much better," said Jess. "You're looking a lot less rugged now, Dennis."
Dennis didn't know what to say. He was starting to get excited by all the girls' attention, but there was something off about it, something he couldn't put his finger on. Usually he felt in control, despite being outnumbered, but this evening, that feeling was absent. He suddenly felt uncomfortable and reasoned that he must be tired.
"I'm off to bed," he announced, suddenly standing. "If you want to join me, you'll have to wait till the morning. I'm going to sleep now."
He yawned loudly
before leaving the room with a swagger. After hearing his bedroom door close, all the girls burst into laughter. "This is going to be fun," said Jess, clasping her fingers and leaning back in her chair. "Good work, girls." "His lips," said Pippa. "And his sweet, sweet smell," said Joe. "I think this calls for more champagne," said Vicky, pulling another bottle from the fridge. "Cheers," the gang of five called out. They were far too excited to go to bed just yet. 6. The remainder of the workers' spa retreat went by in a blur of champagne and girl power. After the evening, where Dennis felt the lack of control, he became quieter and more subdued, keeping himself to himself for the remainder of the trip. The girls offered him drinks, such as champagne and flutes and gin and tonics in pink bowl-shaped glasses with floating fruit, and he accepted them all without saying much. He commented a couple of times on the stupid girly drinks, but seemed to hardly notice the girls taking pictures of him, sipping from the pink glasses in just his white fluffy gown. Back in the office on Monday, Dennis spotted a little parcel on his desk. He closed his door before opening it and smiled as he read the handwritten message. "To our lovely boss, thank you for a wonderful weekend retreat. We have put together a little hamper of products that we think will keep your skin in top condition. This will help with business and perhaps even pleasure. Lots of love, Lily, Jess, Pippa, Joe and Vicky. 3 kisses." He rifled through the little bundle they'd put together for him. There were 3 different creams, one for night, one for day and one for anti-aging. He wrinkled his forehead. Were they saying he looked old? Anxiously, he rubbed some of it into his face. There was also a lip balm. It looked as though a small label had been pulled off it. He felt his bottom lip with the inside of his top lip and realised that his lips were, as the girls had said, quite dry. He stuck the tip of his finger into the tub and the balm over his lips. He put the little package to one side and then loaded his computer. The weekend had been a pleasure, but it was time to get stuck into emails. The 5 girls loaded their computers too. They were extremely refreshed after the relaxing and bonding weekend. They worked quicker than usual that morning. When lunchtime came around, Jess nudged Lily. "What do you think he thought of his parcel?" "I bet he loved it," said Lily. "He's probably sitting there congratulating himself about what a good boss he is and how much his staff love him." "I know," said Jess. "I can't wait to see him with his tinted lips. Have you told anyone else about this?" "None of the others know," Lily said. "We agreed not to, remember?" "Sure, of course," said Jess. "It would be way funnier for them to just think he's doing it of his own accord." "Exactly," said Lily. As they spoke, Dennis walked for the first time that day out of his office. He strode around the workers, glancing at all of their screens and making the occasional sound of approval. "I'd like to thank the girls," he suddenly announced, "who came on the trip for their kind thank you gift this morning." Lily and Jess looked over at Pippa, Joe and Vicky. "It's great to feel appreciated," he said, "and it's good to know you all respect me as a boss. I too am fond of you as workers." "You're welcome, sir," said Lily, smiling cheekily. It was the first time she'd called him sir, and she didn't mean it at all, but she could tell that he loved it. "Good, Lily," he said, blushing slightly and straightening his designer blazer. "Is he wearing lipstick?" Lily heard a co-worker whisper. She looked at Dennis anxiously. Had he heard too? Dennis cleared his throat. "I am wearing lip balm," he said, "thanks to the girls from the weekend and their kind gift of appreciation." He smiled straight at Jess, who did the same back, before turning and walking away, out of the building, in pursuit of his lunch. "Is he wearing lipstick?" the same co-worker said again, louder. "Lip balm," Jess replied, laughing. our brand's lip balm. A buzz of conversation and laughter spread around the office for the next half hour as everybody revelled in Dennis's absence and the unusual turn of events. When Dennis returned, he was surprised to find another gift upon his desk, this time in a small envelope. 7. Dennis stared and stared at the anonymous gift. A small piece of card with WM nails written in neon pink at the top. A voucher for a £40 manicure. That was pretty generous, he realised, but what were they thinking? He couldn't get his nails done. He was a man. It was something putting a bit of moisturiser and lip balm on to treat dry skin. But nails? No men got their nails done, did they? He shook his head and started to type into Google, "Do men get their nails done?" when there was a knock at the door. "Come in," he said in his usual deep, authoritative voice. He shoved the voucher back into the envelope and pushed it away on his desk. In walked Pippa. "Hi, Dennis, sir," she said, looking down shyly. "I just came in to make sure you got your gift." "The moisturiser and lip balm, yes, thank you. I hope you enjoyed the trip, Pippa. Is everything okay today?" "Well," said Pippa, "I was actually talking about the other gift. We all decided to chip in, to get you something, a little extra. You were so generous to us on the trip with all the champagne and everything." "Ah," said Dennis, "I see. Pippa, close the door, take a seat." Pippa closed the door slowly and nervously and sat on the leather office chair that Dennis reserved for guests. She'd never been on it before, but instantly she could see why Dennis's visitors always left smiling. The chair seemed to hug her. The comfort was next level. "Pippa," said Dennis, smiling and shaking his head condescendingly. "I appreciate the thought from you girls, I really do, but I'm afraid you've been mistaken. See, men don't get their nails done." As he said it, he glanced at his search bar. He deleted it quickly before continuing. "I think you'd better take it back, don't you?" he said, offering the envelope to Pippa. "I know that sort of things makes you girls happy. Thank God my girlfriend doesn't ask me to pay for hers." "Oh, I couldn't possibly take it back," protested Pippa. "It wasn't just out of the goodness of our hearts, Dennis. You see, I'm sorry, but we all noticed your nails." Dennis held out his hands. He looked at his shortly trimmed nails. Maybe they could do with another trim, but there was nothing wrong with them. "My nails are fine," he said. "Look." Pippa looked at his hands pitifully. She shook her head. "See, those cuticles." Dennis looked at his hand again. He didn't even know what cuticles were, but he was sure there was nothing wrong with his. "They're fine," he said crossly. "Now, if you don't mind, I have work to do." "Lots of men get their nails done," Pippa said, standing slowly from her chair. "I mean, they enjoy it. It's a bit of me time. All the most successful men get it done. Elon Musk has his nails done. It's not all about bright colours, you know. Just a nice manicure." "Elon Musk gets his nails done?" "Oh, yeah," Pippa said, having no idea whether or not her words were true. "Didn't you know? He's quite open about it." "Okay, okay," said Dennis, picking up the envelope again. "I'll think about it. Thank you. Close the door on your way out, Pippa." "See you later, boss," she smiled. Closing the door behind her, she walked back to her seat, close to Vicky. "He'll get his nails done," she said. "Time to contact my friend at the salon." 8. That evening, Dennis walked out the office with one hand on the nail voucher in his pocket. He checked the address on his phone and saw that it was just a street away from where he was. "Fuck it," he muttered to himself, walking towards the salon. He opened the door and could tell right away that it was an upmarket place, not like some of the filth dens he'd heard about. He spotted a few purple waiting chairs and went to sit on one, but was fussed right away by a staff member. "Hello," she said, "can I help you?" Dennis was being greeted by Lauren. Pippa's friend. "Hi," he said, "I'm Dennis. The girls at work bought me this voucher. Apparently, men get nails. Manly nails. None of that girly shit." Lauren raised her eyebrows. She had heard a lot about Dennis, but was surprised by just how accurately Pippa had managed to describe him. "Sure," she said. "There's a standard man's package," she lied. "It's £40. How much is your voucher for?" "40," replied Dennis, handing it to her. "Great," smiled Lauren. "Take a seat." Lauren flashed her own nails. They were short acrylics with an intricate floral design. Dennis couldn't help but being silently impressed by the precision that must have gone into them. "Hands on here, please," Lauren said. Dennis did as he was told. Lauren went to work right away, filing his existing nails and applying acrylics to them. She had been given instructions by Pippa on what to do, and she knew she had to do it as confidently as possible. Dennis looked down in horror as Lauren applied the long, false nails onto his own. "Excuse me," he said, sweating. "Is this the man's treatment, the same as Elon Musk gets?" Lauren almost burst out laughing, but managed to remain professional. "Oh, yes," she said. A female customer sat close to Dennis, looked up at Lauren and raised her eyebrow. Lauren flashed her a wink. Dennis tried to relax as Lauren continued to shave and file at his now fake nails. She buffed them into shape, making them quite short but still a little long for his liking. "Can you go any shorter?" Dennis said. "I'm doing the standard man set," Lauren said. "You just relax. This is supposed to be a treat, remember?" "You'll be delighted with the end result. Just wait." Dennis didn't relax at all. He watched helplessly whilst Lauren painted his new nails in a pale pink colour. She guided his hands beneath ultraviolet machines several times, and with each 60 seconds beneath them, he felt more and more out of control. It took more than 40 minutes to finish his nails, and all he could think of was removing them as soon as possible. When she'd done his pale pink acrylics, Lauren took a rose-scented moisturiser and rubbed it all over his hands. She gave his cuticles a final trim and then put even more of the moisturiser on. "To care for these," she said, "keep well moisturised. Do you need to buy some moisturiser?" "I have some," Dennis said. "Of course," said Lauren. "Silly me. Of course you do." Dennis smiled unconvincingly. He stood up and put his hands in his pockets. "Thank you," he said. "Would you like to book another appointment?" "No." Dennis turned to walk swiftly out the salon, hands still firmly pushed into his pockets. "Fucking women," he muttered to himself before walking into the nearest pub. "Pint of Guinness," he ordered, staring in horror at his nails as he pulled out his wallet. 9. The next morning, Dennis arrived early at the office. His nails were still pristine, and he wondered how long it would take them for naturally fall off. When he googled it and found out that they'd be the same for 2 to 4 weeks, he quickly searched for how to remove them. After a few links, he realised that the general advice was to return to the salon to get them removed. He couldn't deal with that. He tried to weigh up which was worse, keeping them for 2 to 4 more weeks or getting them removed in the salon. He stared at them more. Did Elon Musk really get them done? He wondered. He went to search for the answer when there was a knock on his office door once again. This time it was Jess. "Hello, boss." "Hi, Jess. How can I help?" Without answering him, Jess pointed at his hand and gasped. "Girls," she called out. "Girls, he's got them done. He's looking great." Not only did Lily, Pippa, Vicky and Joe come rushing to the office, but 4 more female colleagues. Dennis had his hands in fists upon the table. "Don't be shy," said Jess. "He's got nails," she told everyone. "They got it for me as a gift," said Dennis, "and I appreciate the thought, girls, but it's not for me." What do you mean? Said Jess. They are such an improvement. Come on, show them. In an attempt to remain or regain some kind of control, Dennis stood up and held out his hands. This was their men's package, he said, in a calm, deep voice. All the girls could tell he wasn't really calm, though. He was sweating and his hands shook. It really suits you, sir, said one of the youngest, newest members of staff. They look really good, agreed Pippa.
Thank you. Okay. If you don't mind, I have to get to work, and so do all of you, Dennis said.
The workers scurried away, except for Jess, who had something up her sleeve. Literally.
I just wanted to talk to you about something, if that's okay, Jess said, quickly planning a question to hide and aid her ulterior motive.
What is it? Dennis asked.
Well, she said, standing from her chair, it's our chairs. Mine is broken, you see, and then look at this one, it's beautiful, and yours.
As she said yours, Jess stood and touched Dennis's chair, over which his blazer hung. She sprayed a quick spray of perfume onto it. That was what was hidden up her sleeve. Then another, and another. Dennis didn't notice.
Is that all? Said Dennis. Is it just your chair, or are there others?
I'll ask around, Jess suggested cheerfully.
Sure, fine, just let me know, said Dennis, clearly annoyed.
Thanks, boss. Jess walked out and closed the door behind her. She returned to her desk and loaded her PC.
I just sprayed perfume all over his blazer, she whispered to Lily.
Oh my God, said Lily. We're getting closer and closer to having a female boss.
10. After work that evening, Dennis returned to the pub he'd drank in the previous night. He ordered Guinness again and saw the barmaid clocking his nails.
Nice nails, she said, much to his annoyance.
The girls at work, he started to explain, before turning away and staring at the screen that showed football highlights. As he looked at the screen, he became aware of another man close to him, smiling in his direction. He nodded at him, lifting his drink slightly, then continued to watch the screen. The man didn't take his eyes off him.
Can I help you? He eventually asked, causing the other man to laugh girlily.
I'm sorry, said the stranger. I just think you're gorgeous. I haven't seen you in here before. You smell nice too.
That smell isn't me, said Dennis, looking around and sniffing at the strong, perfumey smell. It's the barmaid.
Okay, said the stranger, raising his eyebrows and sipping at his own drink.
If you say so. I'm Dan, anyway.
Dennis, replied Dennis, baffled by the unusual interaction. It was only after leaving the pub, half an hour later, he realised what had happened. For the first time in his life, he'd been mistaken for a man who liked men. Half of him wanted to return to the pub to shout at Dan for the mistake. The other half wanted to run away and hide in his house, horrified by the shame of the interaction. Dennis went home and opened his fridge. Tonight, he would cook a curry, a proper spicy one, proper man's food. To be continued.
And that was Pamela Harlow reading her own story, Beautifying the Boss, Part 1. It's going to be a four-part series, and I will have all four parts up on Clips for Sale, as well as on Night Flirt under Candy Apple Hotline. I had hoped to have a story from Victoria Vaughn. She's doing one of her first little bit longer stories. It's not full length. It's 15 minutes, but we wound up having some technical difficulties with that one. It would have been a bonus. And I hope you enjoyed this. Usually for the first part of a series, both free and premium, I put the complete one up. And now for parts 2, parts 3, and parts 4, I will be doing snippets. So I really appreciate the support, and I will be back next week. I hope you will be too. Bye-bye.